The Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting for 2013. It is August the 25th, which means I have skipped two episodes. Oops. And that would mean it is currently episode, and I'm going to double check real fast. Actually episode 25. So, I guess since I missed two episodes, I'm going to do one of those multiple episodes a day thing. This puts me about on par for last year, I think. I think I missed a total of 3 days. Or did I do one every day? I forget. I have to re-listen to that, and I probably won't. Yeah. So I'm going to try to do it 3 posters today, and today's a busy, busy, busy day. Pretty much today's the day that, it's time to get ready for Dragon Con Day. I will be doing the majority of my packing today. There's a few things that kind of have to wait until the night of before I start flying or getting things ready. But otherwise, you know, majority of the clothes, majority of the tech devices I don't use on a daily basis, accessories, you know, all that fun stuff. That's all getting packed away today. I'll be getting ready. And then pretty much getting the house ready for while I'm gone. So Patty doesn't have to worry about anything or worry about any certain chore that's, you know, kind of my thing I normally take care of. So that's the goal. So, you know, I feel weird about this year's Dragon Con. Like, by this time, over the last 3 years, I had an overwhelming sense of excitement of oh my god, this is happening, oh my god, and I don't have that this year. I have a more reserved feeling. A slight butterfly in my stomach feeling. Not sure why. It could be that this is one of the first years that I'm going as an active podcaster, so I actually have projects that have to be on hold because I'm going up there. Normally, you know, with everything, I have a... What's the word? Usually around August, for some reason, a lot of my podcast projects kind of fizzle a little bit. At least over the last 2 or 3 years, that's what's been the case. Well, 2 years, really, since that's a lot of podcasting. I remember last year we were doing the Five Things We Like podcast, but that kind of died in July. Even though I was hoping to continue on the project, it didn't happen anymore after that. I still would like to get back to doing that, but we'll see. I have a bad habit of when I bring podcasts back that have died, they only come back for an episode or two, and yeah. So probably won't be trying that. Just onward and upwards to new things. And I have writing projects that are actually, you know, really in production mode. So, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm distracted by some things that I really like that, you know, I can't focus all my energy on the fact that, hey, I get to go to Dragon Con. I'm sure once I get there, all that kind of, you know, worry, queasiness kind of thing will pass and be having a good time. Be having a ripe good time. So, schedule for Dragon Con. I have not looked at the app in some time, and hold on a second, I get a pause. And the magic of editing, I'm back. So, where was I? Schedule coming up. I have not looked at the schedule for Dragon Con yet. I tried last week, early in the week, and on my end, for some reason, the app showed that there was no schedule anywhere. So, I thought I'd give it a few days before I, tried again. So, I will probably be today going through the schedule there just to see what's up and see what I want to be doing. I gotta figure out where my postcard is too from Dragon Con. I'm sure it's on the desk somewhere here. I'm not sure exactly where, but I'm sure I'll find it. Worst comes to worst, I'll do what I've done pretty much the last 2 years, which is getting the I've lost my postcard line. So, yeah. And leaving schedule, I leave out from Tampa at about, 6, 7 a.m. on Thursday morning. Should be in Atlanta about an hour, hour and a half later. And if anybody's in town, I try to, you know, share a cab to the hotel. If we can't do that, I might just try to, take the tram. I do that sometimes. I did that really for the first time last year, I think. Ride back out, or was it the 2 years ago? I forget, one of the 2 years I took the tram out, but, Yeah, I didn't realize how ridiculously easy that was and pretty much inexpensive it was. So that might be the best course of action. We'll see. And yeah, I arrived Thursday morning. I've got a... Hilton's doing a early arrival thing if you're kind of staying with them this year for DragonCon. You probably got an email already about it. But basically, they kind of said, hey, give us $25 and instead of coming in at noon, you can come in at like 9, which, well, 3 extra hours is about the right amount compared to the rest of the price of it per day. So, you know, made sense. And since I get this early, I'm probably going to do that. I am not going to wait in the introductory line this year. I've done that for the last 3 years. I did it 3 years ago and was pretty close to the front, but still waited hours. And the last 2 years with the better system, yeah, I don't really feel like waiting in line. I'm going to probably wait till afternoon to do that. It's not like there's any events I have to have my badge for that first day anyway. So what I will probably do is I will probably be, you know, hiding away in my room, trying to write. My goal is to maybe not finish the short story or the novella while I'm at DragonCon. But I'd like to make significant progress on it that I feel like I've been super productive over the weekend. Not that I won't be already, because, you know, I'm making connections, I'm meeting writers and talking to podcasters and meeting cool new people, so no matter what, I'm, you know, productive over the weekend. But I'd like to be super productive, you know? Alright, so I am doing a little editing to this episode. I had to cut off the last 3 minutes of it. Because apparently my microphone decided to turn me into some sort of weird robot. So, fixing this on the end, I pretty much was done with the topic anyway. I had a little question about something, but I'll save that to one of the future 2 episodes that are coming out today. So, with that, I'm heading off. You guys have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.